Hi to the neighbors, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, Beef Buzzing with you today with Erica Rosa of the LMIC, right after this.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Oh, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
We sell most of our beef into the domestic market, and so domestic beef demand continues to be very, very important. It's not been great. It's not been horrible here in 2010, but the incremental sales that we move into the export market have been outstanding. Erica Rosa, an economist with the Livestock Market Information Center, tells us about the most recent numbers and why that's so important to the beef cattle marketplace.
In July, U.S. exports of beef and veal, looking at on a carcass weight basis, were 23%, around 23% larger than a year ago. And that's quite impressive. And they've been running above a year ago for basically the entire year. For the year to date, that would be January through July, we're looking at beef exports up around 17%. That is impressive. We're reaching levels that we haven't seen since before BSE back in December of 2003. On a per country basis, our export shipments have been increasing to mainly the Asian countries, South Korea, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Japan, as well as we've seen exports improve compared to a year ago to Russia, and they continue to increase to Canada. Overall, the export side of the market is just tremendous. It's supporting feeder and fed cattle prices, and that's a key as we look down the road. Here at the LMIC, we're expecting beef exports for 2010 to be larger than 2009 to show a year-to-year increase, and we're expecting as well, looking ahead in 2011 and even 2012, for exports to continue to post year-to-year increases. And that's just a great thing for the beef industry.
Erica Rosa says one of the key factors for the improving beef export picture, a cheaper Yankee dollar.
That is part of the reason why exports are above a year ago, is the fact that we do have a weaker dollar at this point in time, which supports U.S. exports. But however, we've just seen demand increase overall. There's been tremendous effort by various organizations such as USMEF in trying to grow our export markets. But also, after the financial crisis that we saw, the global financial crisis, as well as here in the U.S., as we've been coming out of that and economies have been improving, so has overall demand for such meat items as beef. Also, as we've seen in the last year and 2 years, I mean, some of the restrictions are basically disappearing. They're easing up on some of our export restrictions, which has also been a key factor in the last year. But overall, the weaker dollar is one of the supporting factors, but it is still, demand has improved with our foreign markets.
Erica Rosa of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Sunday, October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Don't miss two big sales. Starting at 11:30 a.m., it's the Fall Celebration Female Sale, selling 80 Hereford heifers, cows, calves, and donors. Then at 1:30 p.m., it's the Ranch Ready Bull Sale, selling 75 Hereford bulls. Two big sales on October 17th at the Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Kiatuk, Oklahoma. Go to starlakehereford.com for more information. Star Lake Cattle Ranch, demand the brand.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.